1200, I'm Afterburner Al. Paul Breidecker is with me as well. And in our final segment, we're joined by the Airline Pilots Association. I always think there's going to be something else after that. I don't know why. I was a member of the organization at one time. I'll be okay. Bill Kuett, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today.
Well, it's great. Have you had a good show so far, and are you getting a chance to see a few things?
It has been fantastic. Back in the day, I used to fly over here. I'm a resident of Minnesota. I still live there.
Oh, great.
And so I used to fly over here, and sometimes I'd even run charters over here for the day. But I used to come and stay, and so I got to see it in the old days, and now we're back again with ELPA to help promote the profession.
So what are you doing this week to do that specifically?
So we're located at spot 329 and 338. We're kind of right behind the Boeing building, and there's a couple of things that we're doing. The first one is we have a booth there. It's kind of a one-stop shop. And we talk to young individuals interested in becoming airline pilots. We give them a lot of information. They get to talk to pilot volunteers that we have there about how to break into the profession. Another thing we do is at 10 a.m. and 10:30, we have a couple presentations. The first one is the day in the life of an airline pilot. And that presentation is basically the ins and outs. How do we bid for our trips? Monthly bidding process. You know, what's it like between home life and work? The second one that's on at 10:30 is from classroom to flight deck. And that one is, you know, okay, so you go through your university training. You have your flight ratings. How do I get from there to the interview process and become an airline pilot?
How does one bid for trips?
it's interesting. We could get into the preferential bidding system and talk for hours, but we don't want to do that.
Well, when you say a day in the life of an airline pilot, several things come to mind. When I was flying in the training department, people would often talk to me, you know, well, what are your long range plans, Paul? And I would always say, well, dinner. Because I thought that's about as far as I can go, because there's such a dynamic environment, you know, in the airline industry. And our previous guest, we were just having this conversation about, I mean, once you get through training and you get at ease in the airplane that you've been awarded, flying is easy. It's everything else.
Correct.
And it's the everything else that when I came to the airline, I didn't know about bidding. I didn't know what reserve was. I knew about hotels and commuting. Mm-hmm. I got that part. But there was so much about it I didn't understand. And we had representatives from ALPA come into the class and kind of help explain it and give us just an education on a very important part of it.
Correct. Yeah. Most of our carriers, we represent almost 60,000 pilots between the U.S. and Canada. 16 of them are in Canada. And each carrier has some type of a process to go in and address new hires and kind of give them the feel and feel in the spiel. But you're absolutely right. And the other thing about this profession, other than you meeting just some really fantastic people, you know, it's the diversity. You know, there are so many people that you're going to meet along the way, sometime in many cases the first time. And so being a people person, along with the technology that we all learn to operate the aircraft as safely as possible, is huge. And that's what makes the job so much fun.
Talk about some of the other outreach programs that you put forth through the association, like, you know, for pilots who are maybe dealing with stresses at home and other things like that. Those are some of those are not necessarily new, but certainly been pushed in recent years.
Sure, absolutely. That falls in ELPA, that falls under our air safety organization, and actually our first vice president is the kind of the oversight officer for that. But we have pilot assistance, is what it's called. And there's several different branches to that. We can work with individuals that are feeling the stress of things that might be going on at home or on the job. We also have, you know, the ability, we work with Aeromedical Group out of Denver that works with pilots in the event that something happens to their medicals. And they have an extremely good relationship with the FAA, and we've had a lot of success stories with pilots that maybe lost their medical, and we help they get that back, and we get them back on the line. So we do a lot of that. The other outreach we do, and that's part of what we're here for this week, is I'm the oversight on the as Vice President of Administration with the Professional Development Group, which includes education, membership, and leadership. And of course, we're here primarily this week to reach out to, again, young people that would maybe want to aspire to airline pilot. We also have outreach program. We have 2,800 volunteers that are willing to go out to go talk to grade school, middle school, and high school students. We have 13 memorandums of understanding with aviation universities around the country. We are trying to also get a relationship going with Webster University and McMaster University in Canada, which are both big aviation schools as well. And then, of course, our membership, once you become an ELPA member, our membership committee kind of takes them from new hire to retirement. And our leadership committee, if we have people that are interested in being elected into a leadership role, we have our leadership committee to work with them.
My interface with ALPA, I was the chief instructor for one of the regional airlines for 20 years. And of course, I often had an opportunity to work with the ALPA training and testing committee, because we would often, you know, or not often, but we'd occasionally have a pilot who was having a hard time just with the program, with getting, you know, through the syllabus, understanding what some of the requirements were. So we would work with the ALPA training and testing committee. And it was always with the idea of how can we take where we are now and turn this into success? Because that, you know, that's our goal, is to try to get the people who are there to be successful and who might need a little bit of help. So I always had a positive experience with the training and testing folks, because we all want the same thing, right? We want to make sure our people succeed and they do so safely.
Absolutely. And yes, we offer a variety of training. ELPA just turned 90 years old on July 27th.
And you did, or ALPA?
ELPA. No, not me. I got a few more years to go, and it's good. Very nice that I do. ELPA turned 90, but during those 90 years, we've had opportunities to really put together some good training programs. And what you mentioned, Paul, is a very big piece with us, that if someone is having those type of difficulties, we have people trained and ready to go to help them get through and accomplish the mission of getting on that flight deck and having a really great time with an office that has a beautiful view.
Well, one of the things that I stressed, too, with new pilots coming into the airline was in your previous aviation life, the pace was at your pace, you know, based on when you were paying and your schedule. Now the pace is our pace.
Correct.
And sometimes it was a matter of just getting people to adapt to the pace of the training and to know how to study.
Exactly. You know, and another piece of that, too, along with adapting to that, is the crew resource management.
Of course.
You know, having another person on that flight deck and being able to coordinate together and know how to get the job done in the event that you may have some situation come up. But as we all know as airline pilots, you know, boring is a great day.
Yeah, it is. You talked about it earlier, Bill, and I thought it was an important point, because whenever we talk about, you know, growing the pilot population and just, you know, feeding the path, where do you start? Do you start by the time, you know, because my impression is by the time somebody's in college, it's a bit too late. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you have volunteers going into the grade schools and high schools. That does seem like the place to do it.
It really is. And, you know, we've had some great opportunities with the 2,800 volunteers, not last year with the COVID, although we did it quite a bit virtually. In 2019, we were able to reach out to almost 30,000 students at different levels of education and talk to them, you know, about what a great job it is to be an airline pilot and just to be a pilot, just to be in aviation. It's a great industry. It really is.
Well, and certainly, too, we often talk about pilots, but let's not forget the need for mechanics, dispatchers, flight attendants, air traffic controllers, the whole industry needs youth to take our place at some point.
Absolutely. ELPA is involved with another operation that's kind of starting up, Aviation Works for You. And what you said, Paul, exactly. We come in from the pilot standpoint, but there's also flight attendants, mechanics, ground operations, air traffic controllers. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So there's a lot of jobs.
In about a minute we have left, could you briefly just discuss what the importance of an association like ELPA has in a pilot's, especially in this case, in a pilot's employment, and what that means for their employment?
Well, the main thing that we do is we represent pilots. As I mentioned, we're almost 60,000, and it's from an industry standpoint, it's negotiating contracts, it's enforcing contracts, working on quality of life issues for the pilots, as well as, just keeping the operation itself safe and secure. In the 90 years that ELPA's been around, we've played many different roles in the association or within the industry, with governmental agencies, private agencies, trying to make it safer and more secure every day.
And, Paul, that was always a good speech you gave to the new hires about it's our pace.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
No, I wanted to key off one thing you said about making it boring. I used to tell the new hires as well that your job as a professional is to make it boring to the passengers.
Yep.
And that, no surprises, that's the way, that's the way this flight should go. And you should be really satisfied that that's how the day went as a professional.
Exactly. Yep. Point A to point B, and everything went smooth.
Bill, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bill Kuett is Vice President of Administration for the Airline Pilots Association. That's all for Squawk 1200. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thank you, Paul.
I'll look forward to it, Al. Have a good day.
You're listening to EAA Radio.